Excuse me for interrupting. Mandalore Fett is requesting a few words with Jaina.
Fett?
Han was instantly on his feet.
No way. Tell him she's...
I won't stay long.
Fett pushed past C-3PO.
I just need a quick post-action briefing.
Sorry,
her father said, stepping forward. Jaina knew that it was not the first time Han Solo had seen Boba Fett without a helmet on, but her father's gaze still seemed riveted to Fett's swarthy, square face.
She's in no condition.
Dad, it's okay. He deserves to hear what happened. What I can remember of it, anyway.
Her father looked at her and scowled, then turned back to Fett and scowled more.
Keep it short. She's been through a lot.
Fett nodded.
Haven't we all?
He turned to Jaina.
I know Myrta and her team connected with you at the Flak Blaster emplacement. What I don't know is how they did.
Jaina closed her eyes.
They only got a handful of Moffs, maybe half a dozen. I don't know which ones because the Moffs weren't my target, and the last part of the battle is still pretty hazy for me.
How hazy?
Fett demanded. Jaina opened her eyes and saw him studying the wound on her forehead.
Not that hazy. Your team had trouble getting through the bodyguards. Then, Kydus arrived.
And?
Myrta chose her moment without knowing where Kydus was. I remember that pretty clearly. But I doubt we were ever going to know where he was. Kydus was one step ahead of us all the way.
Jaina's stomach grew hollow.
She was the first to go. I'm sorry, Boba.
Fett dipped his head absentmindedly, then asked,
You sure?
Jaina nodded.
It happened a long time before this.
She gestured at the split above her eye.
So I've got a pretty clear memory of it. Kydus threw her into a high corner, and she came down on her head.
Not what I meant, Jedi. You're sure she was dead? Not moving?
I don't... Let me think.
Jaina closed her eyes.
I don't remember. I don't even know if there was time to look.
So you don't know that she's dead, do you? For all you know, she could be alive. You left without checking.
I probably did, Jaina admitted. But I don't want to give you false hope. It was a long fall, and I know Myrta. If she'd been able to move, she would have been fighting.
Of course. She's a Mandalorian. But she wouldn't have been moving if she was just...
Myrta wasn't our concern. The pronouncement came from the entrance to the convalescence bay, where Luke had just arrived in his customary dark robe. He stepped inside and went to stand face to face with Fett.
You have no right to come here and blame Jaina for anything. You inserted yourselves into our mission, thinking we would serve as your shields. And you made sure we paid the price.
There was more pain in Fett's voice than Jaina would have thought him capable of showing. He flicked a thumb in her direction, then continued.
She might have got him if you had stuck to your plan, Jedi.
Or if you had offered to work with us instead of trying to use us, Luke replied calmly. And the first option, by the way, is still open.
Not for us.
Fett turned to Jaina.
Thanks for the briefing, Jedi.
Jaina nodded.
Shoot straight and run fast, Boba.
Thanks for the advice. Die proud.
He stepped around Luke and left the convalescence bay, leaving both of Jaina's parents scowling after his back.
Don't blast him, guys, she said. That's Mando, for good luck.